WMRA News, I'm Mike Mayling. Virginia's economy sluggish compared to the rest of the U.S.? The General Assembly tackles marijuana legalization again, and the debate over funding increases for schools in the poor areas of the state continues. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, December 28th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
For WMRA News, I'm Mike Mayling, filling in for Bob Levicky. A new state report says Virginia's economy continued to grow at a slower rate than the rest of the country in fiscal year 2018. Virginia's latest comprehensive annual financial report says the state continues to fall behind the nation in most areas. Personal income grew 4.1% in Virginia, compared to 4.5% in the rest of the U.S. The report said the economic indicators reflect, in part, Virginia's reliance on slower-growing federal employment. The financial report is issued annually by the state comptroller's office. Virginia has lagged behind many states when it comes to relaxing laws on marijuana, but during the last legislative session, lawmakers approved an expansion of the state's medical marijuana program. As the General Assembly gears up for the start of a new legislative session on January 9th, supporters of decriminalization are hoping that momentum will continue. As health care coverage is set to kick in for upwards of 200,000 Virginians on January 1st, new reforms are helping entice more providers to start accepting Medicaid patients. Megan Pauley reports.
Katherine Newhausen with Virginia's Medicaid agency says the number one change providers wanted to see was a list of common generic medicines that were covered by all Medicaid health plans.
With no prior authorizations, no paperwork, or really minimal paperwork based on the clinical evidence.
The list has been created. Its official name is the Common Core Formulary. And Newhausen says it won't just help providers. It'll help patients get their medicine more quickly.
It's not having that moment of, I'm at the pharmacy and my drug is denied, my medication's denied and I can't reach my provider and I have to go to the emergency room.
The changes are taking effect statewide this month.
Megan Pauley, WMRA News.
How much money should school districts with the poorest students get? As Michael Pope reports, that's an issue that will be debated in Richmond next month.
Virginia is one of six states where school districts with the least amount of poverty receive more funding per student than districts with the most amount of poverty. That upside-down model of funding is why Virginia gets a failing grade for funding distribution from the Education Law Center. Chris Duncan at the Commonwealth Institute says lawmakers can take action to remedy this imbalance by increasing funding for Virginia's at-risk add-on program.
Our education funding formula largely assumes the cost of educating a student is about the same no matter what type of student that is, regardless of the different services that they'll need.
In the last General Assembly session, Delegate LaCherise Aird, a Democrat from Petersburg, tried to get an additional $64 million for the fund to help the poorest students.
They have a significant need, and as a Commonwealth, we should feel obligated to invest in those districts and invest in those students so that we get the greatest outcome in the end.
Although she had support from Republicans in rural districts, the effort fell flat. Now, Governor Ralph Northam is hoping to add $35 million to the at-risk add-on fund. Lawmakers will hash out the details when they arrive in Richmond next month. I'm Michael Pope.
The Daily News Record is reporting that Delegate Dickie Bell has announced that he will not seek re-election in 2019. Bell represents the 20th District, which includes Stanton, Waynesboro, parts of Augusta, Highland, and Nelson counties. Delegate Bell has served 5 2-year terms. A flood watch remains in effect for much of the listening area until 1 a.m. Saturday morning. For WMRA News, I'm Mike Mayling. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Friday.